And so as an author or publisher, you need to do your research to make sure that that reviewer is indeed a good fit. And you also need to write a strong press release or cover letter that outlines the benefits of the book if it's a nonfiction book. Now, if it's a fiction book, in your materials you would send, you would have a brief synopsis of the story, and you can also talk about what makes that book special and what makes it different from other novels in that particular genre.
Wow, that's great. So here's a question from Anne. She says, I'm a first-time unknown author, and my publisher, who's a small publisher of 5 to 10 books a year, told me that my book would not be reviewed since I'm not well known. So is that true?
Well, Terry, I would disagree with that statement. I think that a lot of first-time authors do get reviews, even in the major review journals, although, of course, if you have the backing of a major publisher, your odds are going to be increased for getting into the big journals. But certainly first-time authors do get reviews in a number of different places. I think one thing to remember is that there are so many different places to get reviewed. And just because you didn't get into Library Journal doesn't mean that you can't get book reviews and that the reviews can't be effective for you. And Terry, you've been in this business for a long time. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, I absolutely think that's right. I think that every author can get their book reviewed. That might not be in Publishers Weekly or the New York Times or USA Today or one of these kind of well-known places, but any press is good press as far as I'm concerned. And there's lots and lots of publications out there. I know for years I was the book review columnist for Christian Parenting Today, and you know, I mean, I had tons of books that poured in for every month that I put together for that particular magazine, which doesn't even exist anymore. But every time the magazine went out, we published like 150,000 copies of that. So that was great exposure for all those authors that were in the magazine that we wrote about those books. And there's lots and lots of publications out there. So I guess I would encourage Anne to take a look at the topic of her book. Where is it a good fit for which publication, and make sure that those publications, large or small, the small ones are going to be a better fit probably than the large ones, but they get a copy of her book along with a press release.
I agree, and that, you know, Christian Parenting Today, that's a great example of a niche publication that's very targeted towards the particular audience for those books.
Yep, I was definitely looking for a certain kind of book there. I wasn't gonna do some off the wall thing. They were books targeted for that particular audience. And it's like you said a few minutes ago, the author has to think about who the audience is for their book and how they're gonna reach that audience and get it into as many book reviewer hands as possible. Does it always have to be new, Dana? Is that one of the buzzwords when it comes to book reviews?
Well, it's best to try to get as many reviews as you can when the book is new, but there are places to get reviews of older books, and a lot of people who do book reviews, I think particularly bloggers, are less concerned about the age of the book. You know, they're more concerned about the content of the book. Is it a good book? Is it a good fit for their readers?
That's great. That's exactly right as far as I'm concerned, too, here. Now, Dan, a number of authors ask about the timing of reviews. When should review copies be sent? Is it possible to get reviews for books that have been out a while? That's kind of what we sort of hinted at here, but let's go into that just a little bit deeper here. So.
Okay, well, we've been talking about these book review journals, and just to clarify, in case you're not familiar with that, there are some big publications like Publishers Weekly, Library Journal, Booklist, that are really geared towards the book trade, which means librarians and booksellers. And these journals do focus on new books. There is one group of these journals that wants to review books in the month that they are published, And those folks want to get your review copies 3 months before publication so that they have time to send it out to the reviewer, get the review written, get it into the magazine, publish the magazine. And so in those cases, they want to see what's called a galley or advanced review copy 3 months in advance. Then there's another group of those reviewers that will review the book in the first, 3 months of publication. So, they're going to review it a few months later. But in general, those people want new books. But there are other places. Like we said, there's lots of places to get reviews, both printed and online. And one more point I'd like to make is the author's job of soliciting reviews in places like Amazon and Goodreads and online sites like that really goes on for the whole life of the book. I mean, that's something you should always be doing, is trying to get those reviews from customers.
And so is there any specific advice? Let's say my book's been out a while, Dana. So is there any specific advice you can give people about how they can be proactive with getting those reviews on Amazon or Goodreads?
Well, one thing is, anytime you have contact with a customer and they send you a note about your book or make a comment or anything like that, always ask them to write a review. So many people are really happy to do it, it just doesn't occur to them to do it. And if you write them back a nice note and say, oh, thank you so much, I really appreciated your note, would you mind posting your comments on Amazon? Here's the link to my page. You make it really easy for them, so all they have to do is just click the link and type in their comments or copy and paste their comments. So, whenever you have contact with people, don't forget to ask them for that. And you'll get a lot of response that way, I think. excuse me. Another thing is you can even on your social networks actively ask for comments. So say you could post something on your Facebook profile that says, if you read my book, I'd really appreciate you leaving a comment on Amazon.
Wow, that's all really great ideas. And people just don't think to do that kind of thing at all. I've written a book. For example, my book Proposals That Sell came out 6 years ago, and I still, when people will write me and say, oh, your book allowed me to, get my book deal or get my agent or whatever, and I write back and say, thank you very much, here's the little link, could you go over to Amazon and paste that along with the 5-star review? People are happy to do that just because you've asked them. And here recently, I think I got my 99th 5-star review for my book that's been out 6 years.
Wow.
And then
that's
when
awesome.
When that happens, I trumpet it out to my Twitter and Facebook and those kinds of things. It just gives you something else to ta-da about, kind of thing. But people don't think to even do something simple like that.
Right. They just don't realize. And a lot of people don't realize how important the reviews are to the author and also to the other customers who are shopping on the site.
Absolutely. People are making buying decisions every day looking at those pages where your book is on those sites. So the more that you can load it to say that your book is really a great book, I think that's action every author ought to be taking.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we got a lot of questions, too, about how to get reviews for self-published books. For example, Gail asked how to get national reviewers to pay attention to and to review independent books. What do you have for those authors? What do you say to them?
Well, there is definitely a bias against self-published books, and, we need to recognize that. And there are reasons for that. Actually, in my book, I talk about some of the reasons that bias exists. But particularly in the major media and the major book review journals, it is out there. Now, it is slowly changing. And in fact, an author actually wrote a little case study that I put in my book that talked about how the attitudes are changing. And, recently with the spectacular success that some indie authors have had on Kindle, people like Amanda Hawking and John Locke, those people are getting a lot of publicity. And so I think the whole independent author thing is being, you know, seen in a more positive light in the media. So that certainly is helping. But it is a little more of a challenge when you're independently published. The first thing that's really vital is to produce a high-quality book. Your book needs to be able to stand up next to the book from Random House and be comparable. And so it needs to be well-written, it needs to be well-edited, and well-designed. And the other thing is when you're sending it out to potential reviewers, you need to make sure that you're sending good materials with it. A well-written press release or cover letter that goes with the book will also make it look professional to those people. And one other point is you can also focus on reviewers who are friendly to independent publisher. And that does include bloggers, and there are also some publications that are more friendly to indies.
Now, Dana, you, as a part of this special bonuses of what you're doing and how to get your book reviewed, you're offering a sell sheet. Is that the mm-hmm. same thing as a press release, or is that different?
Well, no, the sell sheet is really a brochure or a flyer for your book, and it's more like an advertisement, but I recommend that authors always send that with their press release when they send out review copies, because it gives you a little bit more opportunity to say more about the book than just a standard one-page press release would. And the kinds of things that would be on your sell sheet are you can put other reviews that you've already received on there. And it usually has some additional information, like whether the book is available through wholesalers. It's, you know, have an author bio and a picture of the author, and there's room for a little bit more marketing copy. So it's just basically a flyer that goes with the book.
And if authors are listening to this and they don't really, and let's say they're self-published and they don't really know how to write a press release, they could probably go to Google and type press release in and get a sample template or something to be able to put one together in the right kind of way, right?
Well, there are plenty of resources online. I would specifically look for sample press releases about books, book announcement press releases and so forth. And actually, in my book, I have a sample press release which was written by Sandra Beckwith, who is a professional literary publicist, and she gave me permission to reproduce a sample press release in the book. So that makes a great model.
Well, that's great to have that model there, and how to get your book reviewed. So for $17, you'd get all that information, and you'd be able to use that model for your book as well. Because having that press release, the sales sheet, having those materials out there, if you're a self-published author, when you send it out, would really make your package and your appearance look more professional at the end of the day, right?
Right. And, you know, you really don't, in my opinion, you really don't want to look self-published. You want to look like a professional book, you know, regardless of who the publisher is. You want the reviewer to focus on the book and the quality of it.
Absolutely. It's all great, great advice there. So if you're listening to this on the replay, or even if you're listening to it live there, I really encourage you to push that big button in the middle of the screen and get over to this page about how to get your book reviewed. And after this call is over, really order this book, because this resource is going to take you far beyond this conversation that Dana and I are having here today, but it's going to give you a lot of detailed information, links to different people that can get your book reviewed, and different ways and resources that are far beyond this limited time frame that we're going to have here together. It's a great, great resource for you. Now, a number of other authors are asking about how to get reviews in high-profile publications like, how do you get in the New York Times book review section?
Well, yeah, I noticed we had quite a few authors submit that question for the call. And one thing I think that it's important to think about is –